These days, the whole world is intensely watching the Russian-Ukrainian military conflict, the heroic struggle of the people of Ukraine for their country and its democratic choice. A war against an enemy that is many times superior in strength requires the mobilization of all resources and the help of all those who are not indifferent to the future of democracy, not only in Ukraine, but also on the European continent as a whole. And the countries of Eastern Europe have something to be proud of. From the first days of the humanitarian catastrophe that unfolded in Ukraine, residents of Polish, Czech, Lithuanian, and Slovak cities actively and massively supported the Ukrainians' desire for freedom. Thousands of volunteers and millions of European citizens, in addition to governments and humanitarian organizations, have provided diverse material assistance by sending transports with essentials, food, and medicines to Ukraine. But not all citizens and companies of the European Union are that ready to support Ukraine at this difficult moment. Our editors have obtained a curious document, the authenticity of which is beyond doubt, i.e. a letter from a large Ukrainian mining company, Kryvyi Iron Ore Plant, KZHRK, addressed to the company Lamet SRO, registered in Slovakia. Once again, we bring to your attention about the presence of overdue debts on the part of the company for the sinter ore shipped in December 2021. As of the 4th of February 2022, Lamet SRO overdue debt in the amount of $1.209762 million has not been paid, the document says. In the letter, the Ukrainian supplier emphasizes that this is not a single case, but a permanent violation by Lamet SRO terms of payment stipulated by the contract. KZHRK is located in the area, which is quite near to the Mykolaiv region, where fierce fighting is taking place. Russian troops are constantly trying to break into this region. At the same time, the company continues to work and fulfill the previously concluded annual contracts with consumers from Austria, Poland, Serbia, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia. Miners, risking their lives, go down into the mine workings every day, performing their labor feat in this war, not allowing them to doubt their ability to meet contractual obligations, and the country's economy to stop completely. The work of KZHRK today is jobs, taxes, the faith of the people of Ukraine in their victory and the future of the country. In wartime, or in peacetime, but any production process requires full-fledged financing, namely, the full and timely fulfillment of buyers' calculations. Now the implementation of this obvious rule is needed more than ever. How does the long-term Slovak partner of Ukrainian miners respond? As follows from the correspondence between KZHRK and Lamet SRO available to the editors, delays in payments for products supplied by Ukrainians to the Slovak company began last year, and now, in this difficult period for Ukraine, payments have stopped completely. According to the report by OSINT company InfobelPro, Lamet SRO is allegedly part of an informal network of 14 small intermediary trading companies registered in Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Luxembourg. In particular, the Luxembourg company CIFISA deserves special attention, and Czech Lamet Czech SRO by the way as well. This entire cluster of companies is managed by a Slovak citizen, Mr. Kamaras. In the meantime, when a major Ukrainian supplier asks to pay for the already delivered iron ore, judging by the amount, we can talk about more than 6,000 tons of sinter ore. This is a fairly large batch, and threatens with penalties, ordinary citizens of Slovakia collect as much as they can to send another humanitarian cargo to Ukraine.